I was on retreat this past week, and it was out at the Spiritual Life Center in Bel Air, which we're very blessed to have such a wonderful retreat center, but it's not home. And so I always like to take with me my favorite pillow and a blanket from home, just to make it feel a little more homey, because you spend a lot of time in your room praying or sleeping or whatever. And the guys love to make fun of me because here I come walking in with my pillow and my blanket, and they say, "Oh, look, Matt's got his blankie." It's that desire to have something, you know, familiar with me. I've got this wonderful T-shirt quilt that my aunt made me, and then the ladies here in the parish added on to. It's got T-shirts all the way back from high school, and it's got T-shirts from every parish that I've been at, and it's just a, you know, because it's so full of such good memories, it's just a very wonderful thing to have with me. And then, of course, pillow-wise, I just don't want to drool on a pillow that other people will drool on, you know. So I bring my own. We love things that are familiar to us, those things that give us comfort. And in fact, we're pretty scared sometimes to journey outside our comfort zones. I had a good friend who remained single into his 30s and then finally met a wonderful young lady that he married. And the first week that they were married and moved in together, he one evening packed a bag and went home to mom and dad's. Not because they'd had an argument, but because he was just like, "Oh my gosh, I cannot live with another person," because he was so used to living on his own. Now he came back the next day and apologized to his wife, and they lived happily ever after. They're a great couple, but it was that shock. That initial shock of having to do something that you'd never done before, that was totally unfamiliar to you, living with another person. And this particular guy, he'd grown up with only brothers too, you know, so living with a woman was just like, you know, blew his world apart. We all love the familiar, and we get really uncomfortable when we're around the unfamiliar. But God has a little bit of a different way of approaching this. In fact, to follow God, we have to start getting a little more comfortable with the uncomfortable. Look at what he says to Abraham in our first reading today. "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house." In other words, I want you to leave your family and never come back. I mean, can you imagine if somebody came up to your door and just told you to do that? Now, fathers, I'm not talking about leaving your wife and your kids. I know that might be tempting sometimes. Mothers, it doesn't mean you can leave your kids in the house and walk off. But it does mean, especially in our spiritual life, that there are times that God asks us to go outside our comfort zone. This theme is echoed over and over in the Pope's apostolic exhortation, which I've been talking about for about a month now. It's called The Joy of the Gospel. And over again, in different ways, he keeps coming back to that theme, saying, we have got to go outside our comfort zone. We are a missionary people. We have to go out and evangelize. And brothers and sisters, that means going outside what is familiar to you. That means letting go of your blankie and your pillow. Now, what's scary about it, in particular with God, is when God asks us to do something new, especially in regards to our faith and our relationship with Him, He often doesn't share with us the destination. I remember in my own life, I was in college, I was dating a young woman over here at Newman University. She was graduating, I was 2 years behind her, we planned to get married, have a bunch of little kids, live happily ever after. It was a great relationship, a holy one. But then one night while I was praying, in my prayer, God convicted me that, "Matt, this is not what I want of you." And it wasn't because any of it was bad. It wasn't like the relationship was bad or impure or anything like that. And what made it hard was not so much the, I had to break up with this girl, but God didn't give me a direction to replace it. It was kind of like Abraham, I want you to leave home, but I'm not telling you where you're going. That's what's so scary sometimes. And in our spiritual life, that's a lot of times, and I would say most of the time, how God calls. God doesn't say, John, I want you to go down to the street corner and start preaching from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock every day. A lot of times instead, he says, I want you to start preaching. And you're like, okay, well, tell me what to do, where to do it, and how to do it. No, I'm not going to. Now, why would God do that? Seems kind of unfair, doesn't it? Well, this is the reason why. A lot of times God will call us out of our comfort zone, call us out of what is familiar into something unfamiliar, and not tell us what to do. Why? Because we tend to mess it up because we take it on as our own. God will say, I want you to go do this. Or I want you to marry this person. Or I want you to go become a priest, a nun. And we say, okay, God, and we run off and we do it ourselves, and all of a sudden we've forgotten the God who called us there in the first place. I know this became true for me when I was discerning my vocation. I discerned that I shouldn't be in this relationship anymore, and so all of a sudden it was like, okay, God, well, what do you want me to do next? I guess you want me to be a priest. So I go on a priest retreat, and then I sign up for seminary, and God's like, no, slow down. I just asked you to break up with the girl. I didn't ask you to run off and become a priest. Because God had other plans in the meantime. You see, a lot of times if he shares with us the destination, we get so focused on it that we forget the God who will get us there. So God will call you out of what is familiar and comfortable. He will ask you to go to a foreign land, a place that's uncomfortable, and he's not even going to tell you where. But he does give you this. As he gave to Abraham and as he gives to his disciples in the gospel today, he gives them a promise. I want you to leave your home. I want you to leave what's comfortable and familiar. And I want you to go out and preach the gospel. I'm not going to tell you exactly where or how, or you'll just mess it up. Let me provide the opportunity. But I promise you that if you do it, I will bless you. So he doesn't give you a destination, but he does give you a promise. And that's a promise of blessing. We see this echoed especially in our gospel today. This scene in the gospel today is what is called the transfiguration, where Jesus' figure is transformed before them. That's where we get the name from. He starts shining bright as light. His face glows. And what it's meant to be is a taste of the resurrection. Just before this in the gospels, Jesus has told the disciples that he's going to have to suffer and die. They're like, wait a minute, I thought you were the Messiah. I thought you were going to come and raise up an army and kick out the Romans and we would restore the kingdom of Israel. And instead he comes saying, no, I am going to have to go suffer and die. And you can maybe put yourself in the shoes of the disciples, especially on that Good Friday. The guy who they thought was going to be the conqueror of all things. The guy who said he was the Son of God, the one who worked miracles, all of a sudden is dead and in a tomb. And they're left alone. You're left alone. How do you feel? And the reason why he brought them up that mountain that day at the transfiguration is to give them hope. To say, look guys, it's not all doom and gloom. There's a little ray of hope in there. There is a resurrection on the other side of the crucifixion. You'll hear that in the preface of our Mass today before the Eucharistic prayer. I want to give you hope. I give you a promise that if you are willing to leave what is unfamiliar and sometimes even suffer for it, if you're willing to go out and preach the gospel, evangelize, and be a missionary for Jesus Christ, He may not always show you how it's going to be done right away. Sometimes He just wants to lead you step by step like a little child. But He does promise you it will be worth it. And He promises you that it will not only save your soul, but the souls of many others. So, brothers and sisters, what is that comfort zone for you? Is it when the guys are passing around the dirty pictures at work? Young people, is it the way you behave on Facebook, the things you post? Is it proclaiming our faith? Is it saying to the cashier, instead of have a good day, God bless you? And not caring how they'll react because you believe in the truth of God's blessing. Is it a behavior that you become comfortable in? Even a sin that you become comfortable in? God is asking each of us today. Our Pope is asking each of us today to go outside your comfort zone, to go to a place that is unfamiliar. God will show you the way. You don't have to know the destination. And He promises you that it will be a blessing.